suppose the government is probably on its last legs anyway, because it's in the last 6 or 7 months of its lifespan anyway, and there will have to be an election by March of next year at the very latest anyway. But whether this has brought on quicker the demise of the government, I'm not sure. There is a number of independents that are already supporting the government anyway, and so I think the government will probably be able to survive, and the Green Party haven't said that they've left, they're leaving the government either, so they'll still be relying on those votes. And I think this is mainly just an internal Green Party politics, and they probably think that this will save their bacon in the future, which the jury's still out on that and remains to be seen.
There's a lot of speculation that a general election could take place this side of Christmas, autumn in fact, but a new Green leader may mean that, you know, it could spell a longer period for the current coalition than was previously expected, maybe.
Well, it's hard to know, really, like, because the basically Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael have used the Greens as the mudguards on their government, and the Greens have been managed to be blamed for everything that has happened, regardless of whether it's their issue or not. And that's a suit of Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael. So I would imagine that a new Green minister mightn't want to continue that policy as well has been happening, but it's just, I mean, I think at this stage it's not going to make any difference in relation to the Greens. I think they've been showing that they've been willing to support Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and keep them in power, and that's been to their detriment, and that'll continue on regardless of who the leader is at this stage.
And do you think people could be going to the polls after the budget then?
Well, I hope so, but honestly, I don't really think so. I think the government is going to probably try and last it out. It's interesting that the by-elections that have to be filled out from the European Election Council, and that they technically can be left till probably the middle of January till the by-election is called, which would then would get you into February before the by-election would have to take place, which is around the same time as the government would have to be re-elected as well.